Now at noon, the Contra Costa County Board of Supervisors is trying a new tactic to cut down on sideshow activity in the East Bay, especially in Concord. Good afternoon. I'm Michelle Griego.
And I'm Kenny Choi. Let's get right to KPIX 5's Jackie Ward, who tells us about a new project that's in the works all new at noon.
This is the area that Contra Costa County is focusing on, the intersection of Alhambra Valley Road and Bear Creek Road. It's a very rural part of unincorporated Contra Costa County, which makes it hard for CHP to closely monitor.
We have actually deterred some people before, caught some violations, caught some sideshows in the act. But usually, by the time we get the calls to get out there, it's miles off of our beaten path off of Highway 4.
CHP says while it's not the sideshow activity we typically see in other parts of the Bay Area, what they do see here needs to be stopped.
If the county and the Board of Supervisors want to do those preventative measures, hey, great, and we support them 100%.
To hopefully fix the problem, Contra Costa County's Public Works wants to install these 6 or 8 inch raised ceramic domes at the 4 approaches of the intersection, along the centerline striping and in the shoulders.
The regular bot stunts that are there at certain locations throughout the county and in other jurisdictions. But these higher raised features, we don't have at any other location.
Public Works says they want the domes to become such an annoyance for sideshow participants that they stop doing them.
Just to make them uncomfortable. Basically, that's just what we're trying to do. The whole point is if you're spinning around and you hit these bumps, it should be enough of a deterrent that you'll be like, hey, I don't really want to keep doing this.
The County Board of Supervisors only approved the environmental plans for this proposed project. It still needs to go through another draft and approval process before anything else can change. In unincorporated Contra Costa County, Jackie Ward, KPIX 5.
And Public Works says that if all goes smoothly, these domes should be installed in the next couple of months. All right, we are following some breaking news right now in Daytona Beach, Florida, South Daytona Beach. These are live pictures coming in right now. You can see part of that plane's wing has been broken off. The waves coming in, and we are hearing reports that some passengers inside that plane were actually swimming back to shore. We're going to stick on this for a little while. We'll give you more updates as new information comes into our newsroom.
In other news, the big board is bouncing back. That is good to see. It's been a roller coaster ride. The Dow is up about 445 points. New at noon, it is full speed ahead for Uber toward what could be one of the biggest IPOs ever. The ride-sharing company could be valued at $120 billion. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. Sources say the initial public offering could happen next year.
PG&E says that all customers should have their power restored by today after the utility shut off power to tens of thousands of people because of dangerous fire conditions. The deliberate outages hit 59,000 customers in the North Bay and in the Sierra foothills. Right now, about 2,000 customers in Napa County and 2,400 in Lake County are still without power. The company says that the shutdown was a matter of public safety, and they said that Lake, Napa, and Sonoma counties experienced wind speeds over 60 miles per hour. And neighbors in Amador, Calaveras, and El Dorado counties battled wind gusts of up to 55 miles per hour. PG&E insists that it was following a set criteria for shutting down power.
Reconstruction is underway right now in Concord at the site of an apartment building that was destroyed by a suspected arsonist earlier this year. Chopper 5 was over the rebuild, and officials tell us starting today, one lane of Concord Boulevard will be closed until 7 p.m. so a crane can be assembled to pour a new concrete foundation. Back in April, officials say someone set the Renaissance Square apartments on fire, causing an estimated $55 million in damages. The apartment complex was about 60% complete before the inferno. Authorities are still looking for the arsonist, possibly the man seen in this surveillance video. The ATF is offering $25,000 for information leading to an arrest.
The man accused of brutally stabbing a woman to death on BART has been indicted by a grand jury. The indictment charges John Lee Cowell with murder, along with the special circumstance with lying in wait. Back in July, 18-year-old Nia Wilson and her sister were stabbed while on the platform of the MacArthur Station in Oakland. Nia died from her wounds. The Wilson family is now suing BART, claiming that the agency failed to protect the two women. Cowell is back due in court on November 27th.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's in Saudi Arabia for talks about the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. This is a live look now at the Saudi Council residence in Istanbul, Turkey. Khashoggi was a frequent critic of the Saudi crown prince. CBS News has learned that may have led to his death. Angelica Alvarez has more details from the White House.
Saudi Arabia appears ready to admit they killed Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Khashoggi entered the Saudi consulate in Turkey 2 weeks ago and hasn't been seen since. CBS News has learned the Saudis are preparing a plan where they will say Khashoggi's death was the result of an interrogation gone wrong. And they'll admit the interrogation was approved by Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
Thank you for hosting me.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with the Crown Prince Tuesday morning for private talks about Khashoggi's disappearance. He also spoke with King Salman and expressed America's desire for Saudi Arabia to participate in a thorough investigation of Khashoggi's death. The Saudis allowed Turkish forensic teams into the consulate for the first time to investigate.
There have already been calls for the U.S. to punish Saudi Arabia with sanctions. But now one of the president's closest allies is denouncing the crown prince for authorizing the Khashoggi mission.
This guy's got to go. Saudi Arabia, if you're listening, there are a lot of good people you can choose, but MBS has tainted your country and tainted himself.
President Trump has said he does not support some congressional calls to stop the sale of weapons to Saudi Arabia. And this morning, the president denied claims he's being too soft on Saudi Arabia because his finances are tied to the kingdom. He tweeted, "For the record, I have no financial interest in Saudi Arabia or Russia, for that matter. Any suggestion that I have is just more fake news, of which there is plenty." Angelica Alvarez, CBS News, the White House.
Happening today in Berkeley, city leaders will decide whether to stop doing business with contractors who work with federal immigration authorities. Tonight, the city council will vote on an ordinance banning city contracts from going to vendors who supply data to ICE. That includes things like so-called extreme vetting services. Several other Bay Area cities are also considering similar plans. Supporters are afraid that ICE will use data collected by those vendors to target undocumented immigrants.
We are just hours away from the Golden State Warriors officially being back in action, and we are taking a live look right behind me now at Oracle Arena in Oakland. Tonight, the Warriors host Kevin Durant's old squad, the Oklahoma City Thunder, for their home opener. It will be a bittersweet night, though, because it is the Warriors' last season at Oracle. Next year, the team will move across the bay to the brand new Chase Center opening up in San Francisco's Mission Bay neighborhood. The final beam was put into place last month, and everything is on schedule to get the Dubs in there for the 2019-20 season.
Listen, the Warriors are leaving the building, but they're not leaving the community. They are still our team. We are all going to gather around our television sets and in bars and scream our heads off for this incredible team.
Everyone on the team practiced yesterday, but backup point guard Sean Livingston might be out tonight due to a foot injury. Doors open up at 5:30, and you want to be in the seats by 7:15 for that ring ceremony. Tip-off is at 7:30 tonight.
In Antioch, 9 people displaced after an early morning fire. The flames tore through an apartment complex on Claudius Court near L Street around 1:15. All that's left of the unit is charred ruins. Those who are evacuated blame a tenant for starting this fire. They say that they've complained to the apartment manager for months now over fears that a woman there was going to set fire to the building.
If the manager and them would have been doing what we told them to do, it wouldn't happen. But they ignore it every time we tell them, go tell them. I call the police every night. I tell the manager every day. Told her they was going to end up setting, she's going to end up setting the place on fire, and she did it.
Some residents were initially trapped by the flames when firefighters arrived, but everyone did get out safely. Crews say that a total of 6 units were damaged in the fire. Still,
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.